Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said anyone who's relaxed these days is probably nervous about it. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study again today. We're glad to be able to come your way with Bible meditations. We return now to our study in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. We're reading about a young man who came to the Master wanting to know about eternal life. There are a number of things about the passage that we've been looking at, and we noted the fact that the young man came running to the right source. He knew that Jesus was the answer, and the Lord knew about eternal life. He also knew that he needed to show his anxious feeling about it. And so he ran to the Master instead of just casually coming and asking the question that he had to ask. He realized the urgency of that question. Since none of us know when we're going to die, that question becomes very urgent to all of us. Then the record says that he said, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And we were looking yesterday at the fact that a person who obtains eternal life has something that he must do. Sometimes we're told that there is nothing you can do in regard to salvation. And some have confused the idea of doing what we're commanded to do with earning and obtaining salvation by our own doing. The Bible certainly teaches that we're saved by the grace of God, but it does not say that we are saved by grace alone. Grace alone would exclude doing anything. It would exclude anything that a person does, such as repents or confesses the name of Christ or being baptized into Christ. And so because some people are so opposed to baptism, they try to tell us that there isn't anything that man does which contributes in any way unto his obtaining salvation. Well, as I said, that's a confusion in their part, and they have simply not understood how the grace of God works. If I do what I'm commanded to do, Luke 17 and verse 10, I still have not earned salvation. But does that mean I therefore don't need to do anything? The answer is very obviously no, that's not what it means. There is something to do, and so when people came to Peter on the day of Pentecost, they had been convicted of their sins, they had crucified the Son of God, they asked the question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And you know what Peter told them? He told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." Preachers of today would have answered, "Well, there's nothing you can do. Jesus has done it all. And you don't have any responsibility in regard to redemption." But Peter was not a Calvinist. Peter didn't believe that doctrine. Peter taught that there is something that you can do having to do with your redemption. And therefore, he gave them instruction clearly what they needed to do in order to be saved. Now, I point that out because this is not the only account in the Bible of that very same thing. Paul was told, "Go into the city, and there it will be told you what you must do." Remember, that instruction was coming from the Lord. Paul had had a vision, and he was told, "Go into the city, and it will be told you what you must do." It's simply, very clearly, an answer to the question, "What must I do?" And this simply suggests the source. You'll find out what to do when the preacher comes to you. Well, Ananias came to him, and you know what he told him to do? "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Was there something to do? Evidently, Ananias told Paul, there's something you must do in order to be saved. And the Lord had said, now when somebody tells you what to do, then you'll know what is necessary in regard to salvation. So the Lord endorsed telling a man what to do to be saved, and Paul was told what to do to be saved by a man named Ananias. And so the fact is that it is not out of order for a person to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Another example of this is found in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. There was a man who was a jailer. Into his hands had been committed Paul and Silas. Now, a jailer was responsible for caring for the prisoners in his hands. And so, if he found those prisoners released or gone, he had responsibility that he's going to have to answer for. So, when he looks and sees the earthquake has opened the doors of the prison, this man's about to take his own life. But Paul says to him, don't do yourself any harm. We're all here. And so Paul and Silas and all the other prisoners were still in their prison where they were before. And so he was encouraging him not to do any harm to himself. Notice this, Paul and Silas had been at midnight singing and offering praise to God. Now, as this man observes all of this, he recognizes that Paul and Silas have something to say to him. Do you remember what he asked about that? Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Friends, that's not a bad question. In fact, it's a very good question. And if a person doesn't ask that question, he would never obtain salvation. He needs to know, even if he doesn't verbally say that, he needs to know what he must do to be saved. And there is something that he must do, and that is to be obedient to the will of God. For a person to come along with the idea that there isn't anything we can do, and if we did anything, that would nullify salvation by grace, well, Paul hadn't heard of that doctrine. And so he told the man what he needed to do. You remember Paul and Silas taught this man the word of the Lord. And as they were taught the word of the Lord, the record says he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, that is, the jailer washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all of his, straightway. There was no hesitancy in doing what he was told to do. He didn't argue, Christ has done it all. He didn't argue, there's nothing for me to do, and if I did something, that would nullify grace. He simply submitted to the instruction given. So when the young man comes to the master and says, what must I do? He asked a legitimate question. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, the Lord willing. We appreciate studying with you. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.